We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
For some of us, this may be the best time in the NCAA tournament because sometimes the opening rounds, the first Thursday and Friday, are complete chaos. But when you winnow it down to 16 teams that now have their own stories after two victories, and it's enough games that you still feel like you're in the swirl of the tournament going to multiple locations, but you're starting to get to know some of the guys a little bit. You're starting to get to know the coaches because a lot of us, we're pretty casual college basketball fans. And I'm not talking about the super rabid fans of the sport or of your team. And maybe your team is out. You're like, all right, now I got to learn the rest of these guys. But this particular weekend, as it starts to sharpen, can be real fun. And then after this, it's down to that last chunk, and that becomes its own thing. I'm a big fan of this weekend.
Oh, yeah. This is you get 4 days of I think, just really good action. You get the Cinderella teams that you hope are still alive, like the 15 seed Princeton. You get some blue bloods like the Xavier Texas matchup today, trying to figure out how Miami fits in all of this, trying to figure out if Houston can hang on, for example, today. And then I wanted to make note of this, and I forgot last segment. So did that Villanova? Well, I just gave it away. Did that Gonzaga play look familiar? I talked about it to you anyway.
So yeah, I hadn't thought about it, and then you showed me the side-by-side.
Right.
It's the same play as the championship winner.
It's the Villanova drive it up the court and then just hand it back to the top of the key shooter play that Nova ran in the 2016 national championship against North Carolina.
What was his name? Chris? Was it Jenkins?
Who
hit that shot?
Yeah, Chris Jenkins.
Chris Jenkins.
It's the Chris Jenkins play.
My brain still works. Yay, yeah.
It's just another recall of, like, we've seen some really good play calling, I think, in this tournament. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we mentioned the Mahomes yesterday, what K-State calls the bubble screen.
That's a good catch on your part.
There's another callback that I thought was just really fun. I was like, And it doesn't look like much of a play. It's a simple design, but it worked.
It doesn't need to be much. If you're getting that thrust up the floor and enough defenders can just be leaning in one wrong direction, a little flip back, you don't have time to get out to that guy as deep as he was.
I just keep thinking, like, making your shots just covers up a multitude of sins. And once again, if you make your shots, you're staying alive. I always think, too, of last year when you were so angry about Illinois getting ousted out of the tournament, and then you made Andre Curbelo transfer, and you walk in with the play drawn up on the back of your rundown sheet.
Well, it was...
You kicked him out of school, basically.
I think I
did. That's kind of what happened.
I made him transfer. Yeah, but it was just... It's been 3 years now of being able to write down what Illinois has been doing wrong in these games, or to what they haven't been responding. I'm tired of it.
As far as play design in this tournament, when we're talking about spacing, probably buying you at least another round or buying you a bigger chance than you might have had in the game, don't you feel like there are certain just basics that you can do or plays you can try to run that are going to give you a better chance?
Well, I mean, when in doubt, you go 1-4 flat with your best ball handler, and if he needs a screen, you look at what the matchups are and you point to one of those four that is spaced from three-point line, block, three-point line, and decide which guy comes. I mean, that is always the need play if you know that you've got somebody quick enough to be able to get a shot.
To me, like, there are just certain screens and, like, certain cuts that you know you can at least buy yourself a better chance. And I just think maybe those teams will run them more and better this weekend, and you might just keep an eye out for that.
I'll say this. Marquise Noel at 5'8", did you see the back screens he was setting? Like, the rip screen where he comes up to the wing and gets right under the guy's butt? I mean, really a good, hard screen that you don't expect is coming from the opposing point guard who you can't see. You know, having to call that out. Like, that was cool stuff, some of the diagonal back screening that they were doing.
I just, the play calling in general, like, you just can't tell me that that was incidental, that he was talking with Jerome Tang and then had eyes in the back of his head to throw it up like that.
I don't know. They insist that it was coincidental.
Would you say it's on purpose? That's disrespecting the game in a way. Like, that's disrespecting your opponent. And your opponent is a pretty good opponent.
I'm always used to saying Mark Emmert after the words NCAA president, but Mark Emmert is gone. He has sort of presided over the demise of the NCAA. But Charlie Baker...
I'm a head out.
You're right, deuces. Charlie Baker has taken that role now, and he was on NCAA Tournament Central. So Clark Kellogg started by asking him what is his number one priority.
Well, there is this basketball tournament that landed just about the same time I landed. I think the other thing I would speak to specifically is trying to create some what I would call consumer protections for families and student athletes around name, image, and likeness, which one of the ADs referred to as the only thing that's true about it at this point is everybody lies. Mm-hmm. So I would love to create some transparency and accountability around that so that families actually know what they're getting into, and I would really like to see some sort of uniform standard contract so that when somebody signs it, they know they're signing the same kind of agreement everybody else is signing.
And in that, along those lines, how do you anticipate that being done and accomplished going forward?
Well, there's a couple opportunities there. One is obviously we're going to talk some with the folks in Washington about this, and there's a fair amount of appetite to try to deal with this. They've been hearing from a lot of the same people I've been hearing from. But I think it's incumbent on the NCAA to also develop a program that we believe we could implement if the feds can't actually put something together on their own. The only problem with it is if the feds do it, all 50 states comply. If we do it, we have to perhaps nudge some states and their collegiate programs into participating because they may have state laws that don't require that they play.
So Charles Barkley then responded to this idea of consumer protections, which I agree with, by the way. I think I said it yesterday specifically that would be the most important thing in the standardization of some of the NIL language. But, you know, Charles, he doesn't want all of those corrupt politicians involved.
Chuck, you're shaking your head.
Did he say we're going to ask the politicians to help us? See, that pisses me off already. Our politicians are awful people. As I talked to Clark earlier, because I asked him about y'all conversation, I would ask to go to people who actually care about basketball, not looking at it just themselves. I would put a committee together. I would love for Clark to be on the committee, get some coaches, get some players, and let's try to work this thing out. We can't ask these politicians nothing. Those people are awful people, Democrats and Republicans. They're all crooks.
Well, I wouldn't go. I mean, clearly there's some challenges when you're dealing with politics, but they're not all awful people. I'll just push back on that.
That's fair.
Yeah, I'll push back on. But I did like what I heard from Charlie Baker, and from the standpoint of he's thinking about the NCAA coming up with a solution too. That's one of two options. Looking at federal legislation is certainly a viable one to consider, but also a listening tour with those stakeholders, conferences, institutions, and the like, and then the NCAA thinking about what can we create to get boundaries around NIL? Because it's here to stay, long overdue. Get boundaries around it, guardrails that everybody can agree to, whether that's with federal legislation. But the NCAA has to be proactive in this now because they've been forced to adjust on the fly.
But they're the problem. They're the reason this thing is out of control now. Going back to suspending guys for getting too many shoes.
No, clearly, you're right on target. But now there's an opportunity to recalibrate, reset, and hopefully they'll be proactive here in trying to lay the groundwork.
It's hard to get the toothpaste back in the tube.
No, I understand that. We're trying to make a new toothpaste bottle.
They're having two different conversations there. And thanks to Clark Kellogg for being the adult in that particular conversation, because I think it's very clear what Baker said, if you listen to what he's saying. they obviously don't want to have to be too governmentally involved. They want it to be simple, and they just want it standard language so people aren't being, so kids aren't being lied to.
Well, Chuck is right, though, about it being the Wild West because it was their fault.
Of course he is, but we know what the rulings have been now in the highest court in the land, and they've been siding with what the previously exploited labor force, which has been surprising and I think a terrific development. All anybody wants is for to have some stand to know. And obviously, if you're a kid who is and you know, we were talking about this with Armando Baycott yesterday and Drew Timmy, or the idea of not having to leave school. If you're not going to be an NBA player, you don't have to go play in Australia. You don't have to go play for the B League in Japan or the third league in France. If you can get similar money or enough money here to have another year of your college eligibility. And just to make sure that nobody who's giving you that handshake saying, yeah, come to campus, we'll give you this. Put your name on a contract. Put your name on a fairly simple contract. Here's what it is. Here's what your responsibilities are. Here's what we'll give you. But too often, you get these shady collectives that are promising things they don't deliver.
Well, and that's the Wild West of paying college athletes. Like, that's been going on for decades. Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the OGs. The shady collective is what got SMU the death penalty. But when it comes to this space, I think you're correct. There needs to be some sort of regulation. They should have been the ones to do it, though. And I don't mind Barkley calling it out. I don't mind Barkley saying, you know, you're lying in this mess because you created it, because you couldn't actually do the right thing.
That's true, but that's separate from where they are now.
Correct, but it still, I think, needs to be said in that space, in front of the college basketball watching audience. We as a collective people decided that it was a higher level of sports when we decided we were going to pay for it in the way we are with corporations and the tournament deals and how much money you're seeing the SEC get for networks or how much money you're seeing the ACC get, the Big Ten deal that just got signed. We decided that it was worth an amateur level of play that was not as much as professional, but it was worth a heck of a lot of money. And yeah, they deserve some of it.
That's Layla Rahimi in for Lawrence Holmes. Next up, we are going to welcome Brooks Boyer of the Chicago White Sox. If you are planning on going to White Sox games this year, there are always new wrinkles, new things you need to know about the fan experience. There's new food items as well, most importantly. So we'll talk to him.
And Lotte's corn dog. We got to have a discussion.
Those potato wedges look unbelievable. A killer. Gonna turn into Guy Fieri talking about him. He's next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.